Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I just saw, it was just hilarious. Marlene put this up. Give a shout out to Marlene this morning. A funny person.
Right.
To your own demise at times, funny. But she she sent this thing on her Facebook. And, you know, I kind of just kind of thought, so, I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. It's just like a newspaper moving at 90 miles an hour on your Facebook when, you know, things are being posted. But this one really stood out to me. Amongst other ones, is that it's a headstone of a grave. And you know how you get those emails that says, you know, you know, you get these emails and it says, you know, that you need to forward this to 10 other people, and if you don't, you know, you're not going to be blessed. And then you're like shocked, like
threats,
and you're shocked going, did he really do that? It's like, what are you doing? Aren't you busy? What are you doing that for? It's like, oh my goodness, you know? And so, you know, anyway, this is hilarious because if you're a minister, you've got a lot of those, you know, this is, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
And so it says on the, headstone, it said, died from not forwarding that email to 10 people.
Oh,
is that something? It's that, like, you know, it's so much. It's so, I mean, you can't, you know, we're just talking about it in the break right there. You heard that, you know, that we're called to get involved, you know, even more than forwarding an email. We've got to forward ourselves. We are the forward of Jesus, you know. And it makes me think about that. We were just, I was having lunch yesterday with Derek Grice. Derek will be on VFN Radio.
Awesome.
Tomorrow. Friday.
Friday.
He'll be coming in Friday, and I can't wait for you to hear him. You know, I just love Derek, and he was part of the Next Step Father and Son Camping Trips, you know, back when he, even though he was 6'5" when he was 14.
Oh my gosh.
You know, he's a man now. He's got a beard, and he's like, you know, it's beautiful wife and children, and just like, isn't that amazing?
It is.
How are people, other people getting older, but we're not?
I don't know.
Of course, you did ask me how much gray hair you had.
You didn't volunteer, did you?
Oh, I can't count that. I got to count that. But, you know, we're sitting there, and we're talking about what God is doing. And he's just in love with the Lord. He loves the Word of God. And he writes, you know, lyrics for Jesus. And he just meditates on the Word. And I'm not gonna steal his thunder, but you got to hear it. And he just thinks it through, and he will just, you know, say one hook, one line, and it just makes you go. And I know I repeated two of those to you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
And y'all were looking at me like, well, it's crazy. So I threw the third line in. When I threw the third line in, which was all his.
Yeah.
Y'all were like, oh my goodness. I was like, yeah, it's beautiful. Good. I love, the spoken word, some people call it rap, some people call it poetry, but the reality is the language of this generation. And when it's well thought out, when it's submitted to God, it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. How can you say something that would just pierce the heart of all, you know, that's going on? And it's just, he just has that gift of being able to do it. So he and I are talking, and just, you know, and David's with me, my grandson, you know, I said, David. He says, can I have, we're like at the Golden Corral, but it's like one big 300-foot trough that goes on for days,
it's,
you know?
Huge.
It's like, you know, people are like, we're like cows going up, going, oh, I want some of that lettuce, I want some of this, you know? But at the very end, they have this, you know, David wanted to go there because he wanted the chocolate water fountain. It has like a chocolate water fountain thing, you know? And, he just had his mind set on that. And I said, okay, that's fine. We'll go there. And so we all met up over there, and Derek and I were going to meet. And so I said, well, he said, can I have all the dessert I want to? And he ate other food too. And I said, yes, as long as you have them one at a time.
Right.
One at a time. So Derek and I talked forever, right?
Yeah.
I looked over at, I looked over at David at first, and he had his first, you know, one thing on his plate. You know, I mean, you think, the reason why you say that, you know, they're going to full up and they're not going to be full anymore, right?
Right.
And I looked over there, and he was had like some M&Ms or something. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, I look back and I see like cotton candy, a whole big thing of cotton candy, right? And I look back a little bit later. Then I see chocolate all around his mouth from that water. I'm like, he just kept on going back. And he, you know, he's like, I'm just thinking, my goodness. I don't think there was not one thing that he did not eat on that dessert bar.
Did he sleep last night?
Yeah, I know. You would think that, huh? He slept. He really did. It's pretty cool.
I went to sugar coma.
Yeah, I just love him. I just had a great time with him yesterday. But Derek and I are just you know, it's like the cherubim and the seraphim. You know, we're like talking back and forth and about God and the goodness of God and the things that God's done and family and fathers and the father's anointing. And he's, I'm not going to talk about what he's going to talk about on Friday. I mean, I'll let him share it himself. But in that, of course, God was just, presence was just all around. Not only was chocolate all around David's mouth, but God's presence was just like woo, all around our table, and we're talking, and there was this couple beside us sitting at a booth, and a lady and a man, and you know, you kind of notice people around you, but when you're talking about God, you're like zoomed in and focusing, mm-hmm. and Derek got up to go where David was going to get some dessert, and the lady's husband got up to go, you know, get something from the trough, and she looks over at me. And she pulls her hand out, and she just barely gets these words out. She mm-hmm. barely gets them out. And she says, excuse me. Like, it's so, I can't even do it. It's just so, her heart was so broken.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, are you a minister? And, of course, I said, well, yes. And she said, I could tell, I could just feel. And then she just looks away because she begins, just tears pouring down her face.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I stopped and mm-hmm. took my chair and slid it over by her booth. And I'm thinking, oh, my, bless your heart. You know, what's going on? And so I just want to pick her up and just hold her, you know. And I have my arm around her and in the booth. And she begins, her name is Glenda. She began to just share with me, you know, that she just got word from the doctor that she has a... about the size of about an inch and a half, tumor, a mass mm-hmm. right there by her aorta, a cancerous mass.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know, and I can so relate because, you know, I've gotten reports before and it looked terrible, but then God,
mm-hmm.
and they go back and they look, and it's like, it's gone. It's like, it's God.
Right.
It's God. And so I was able to share with her about my experiences and just love on her, you know. And here I am with my arm around her back, and her husband's coming back from the buffet. It's like, I left for 5 minutes, and here he is. He's got his hand around my wife. I'm thinking, I'm going to be punched out. <You know? laughs> But I was just had such compassion. Just like, God, just you know, the only good in us is God. So God was just, you know, oozing out of me to her, you know, and I just didn't care. You know, I just felt this rescue feeling, you know, that God mm-hmm. just wanted to rescue her, and just tears pouring down both of her cheeks, you know. And she has a doctor that she was an oncologist type doctor that was, you know, didn't, if she would have took his advice, because she had had this before, she's been cancer free since then, and but if she would have took that doctor's advice, then she'd be dead today because his advice was wrong.
Oh wow.
And now here she is again with this doctor, and he's saying he wants to operate on her. And so as I was talking to her, she said, I'm looking at this other doctor. I was thinking, like, you wouldn't follow God with that. God's, mm-hmm. you know, telling you different. You need to follow him. And it was just such a moment. You know, we got to learn to stop. Because how many miracles have we seen? I mean, God just heals.
Oh, yeah.
God will heal. If you're suffering, if you got it, the doctor told you something that's in your body and the enemy, you know, told you that this is it, just trust God and begin to, you know, speak against it. But don't stop serving God. And if you haven't started serving God, start serving God.
Mm.
And there needs to, when people say, you know, they want to live, but the question is why?
Yeah.
So you can go to another Super Bowl game,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you can just go earn more money for another boat.
Right.
I mean, is there a reason to live? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Is there a reason or destiny? I mean, we're going to face God for what we do in this life, right?
That's right.
And of course, this lady and this man were ministers, mm-hmm. and they were at a real difficult time. And but we're able to be there.
Yeah.
And I want to just encourage you today to stop. Just stop like Jesus did. He would just stop. When everybody thought he needed to move forward, he would stop and say, suffer not the little children to come unto me. He would say, stop, you know, and he would meet the needs, and people would think, we got to move on. It's like he's ministering to this lady who lost her son, and he lays hands on this dead man, this dead young man, and he comes alive, you know. And all this, we got to learn, it's time, if we're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders, and it's not for just one or two. Listen, this is what I believe is about to happen, and he says it in the book of Acts, and he says it in Joel, that he'll pour out his spirit on all flesh, and that everybody that are believers, signs will finally follow them instead of them following signs. You know, right. Something begins to happen, and the entire church runs to where there are signs, and it's like, no, signs are supposed to follow you. These signs follow those who believe. In my name, you'll drive out. And I want to encourage you, quit defaulting to somebody else when you need God to move in your life. You believe God. You lay hands on them. You know, get your life right. You know, don't touch the unclean thing. But then, once you've done that and you're abiding with God, don't go laying hands on somebody when your life's not right, because what's on you is going to be on them. So don't do that. But get your life right, and then begin at the cross. Is the only place you can do that,
mm-hmm.
by the grace and mercies of God. And then just dive into the sea of humanity and love them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that God loves them and has a plan for their life. All the stuff that they're hearing right now is just a bombardment from hell, and it's all negative, and it's like everything's coming to an end, and you know, and everything's being taken over, and there's no good. And yes, it's going to be like the days of Noah when the Lord comes back, but not for those that come to God. God will protect those. And so I just want to encourage you, just stop. Just stop everything and love on them, you know, and just love them. I want you to be in agreement with me right now for Glenda, you know, and just lock in your faith with my faith. He says, you know, if you believe and you don't doubt in your heart, you know, it will be done for. If we ask for it, it'll be done according to our belief. And Lord, we just thank you right now that Glenda is healed, Lord. Make her a sign, make her a wonder, and cause many people to see your light in her life, in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.